True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Did you see the lottery? Mega Millions jackpot could reach $1 billion before tonight. So
I did not realize it was that high.
Yeah, $1 billion.
I had tickets when it was 900 million. I didn't tell y'all because I was going to try to hide it if I won.
I think we would have known.
I think you would have because you would have.
Well, you wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, you would have never seen me. It's 965 million.
Wait, right now we have an agreement if we hit a big one like that.
Thinking, yes, okay. I would give you a million.
Okay. I thought it was, is that 1 million or 2 million?
I might give you 2.
Okay.
You're paying your own taxes.
Well, here's a reason you might not want to play the lottery. So what do 100% of lottery winners do?
Die.
Well, they do. That's correct. But this is close.
They go broke.
They gain weight. 100% of lottery winners gain weight.
I'm okay with that. In fact, I'm happy with that.
Well, and I agree with you, Tom. It's like, you know, you hire people to cook for you.
Mm-hmm.
You hire people to exercise for you. Like, you get a trainer. It's like, here, I'm going to go take a nap. Move my legs for me. That's Tom's idea.
I'm totally on board with gaining weight because I won the lottery.
I would probably build a fast food restaurant in my home.
Right. Well, it's like Hawk says, you hire a cook or a chef, so there's always something ready.
I want a Chick-fil-A right there, a Burger King right there.
That would be cool.
McDonald's.
In your living room?
Yeah, well, no.
Okay.
Hawk. Dumb. You just have the drive-through window come up by your house.
You know, I never intend on buying like lottery tickets, but while I'm in some kind of convenience store, you know, getting some Christmas shopping done, I'm like, what the heck? I'll get a couple of tickets as well.
You're Christmas shopping in a convenience store?
Every once in a while. You know, 64% of people say they rarely use the same numbers every time they play the lottery.
That's probably because most people do quick pick.
Yeah.
Okay, and when people pick their own numbers, 38% of them use birthdays. 11% use their anniversary for numbers.
Okay.
And then 18% say if they give someone a lottery ticket as a birthday present or Christmas present and they actually win, they expect a cut of the winnings.
Well, that's something you better hope for, but you can't guarantee.
That cut will be me buying you a lottery ticket on your birthday.
Ah.
Okay. Well, you've got about a close to 300 million shot at winning the Mega Millions. And they say you're 25 times more likely to become president of the United States than to win the Mega Millions.
Y'all better watch out.
I'm not trying to discourage you to not play the Mega Millions.
I've never played.
Well, they say winning would be like flipping a coin 28 times in a row and getting heads every time.
That seems doable. Tori, you've never played?
Uh-uh.
Then you're not in on our group.
Well, I'll, like, throw in money. It's too intimidating to go up and...
Say I would like a quick pick for Powerball, or I'd like a quick pick for Mega Millions.
That's they're going to ask questions.
No, they're not. They're going to say it's $2.
And I'd be like, I want that one.
Powerball is $2. Mega Millions, you know, is $5.
Okay.
See what I mean? It's confusing.
Okay. You're 4 times more likely to be hit by an asteroid than win the lottery.
God, you're making me feel bad.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're 10 times more likely to actually die in a car accident on your way to go buy a Mega Millions ticket.
Jeez.
So I wish I could buy them online. Can you do that now?
No.
Boy, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? But if you just buy it and it just give you, because I would buy them more often if I had an app to buy lottery tickets.
They're trying to keep people from just gambling their entire lives away.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but I think they actually take credit cards now.
Do they?
Where it used to be cash.
I didn't know they could do that.
Hang on, I'm going to look, but I swear I know I saw something about that.
Okay.
It was cash only?
Yes, because they didn't want people going and running $8,000 on their credit card and then defaulting or being in bankruptcy.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, things you're more likely to happen to you than winning the Mega Millions. They say you're 508 times more likely to become a billionaire through some other means than the lottery. So 508 times more likely to do it. Like, I better get on with my ideas that I've got, because that's a better chance than winning the lottery.
You ever do that? You come up with inventions and you have it all mapped out in your head, and then you're like, oh, but the idea of actually putting it together is so much work.
That's why when people get like greedy and they look at billionaires and all, and they're like, oh, they should give all that money away. Well, you had the opportunity to do those things too. You just didn't do the effort.
I came up with a shoe one time that it like was a convertible shoe, basically. So it starts off as a stiletto, and then the heel part folds into the shoe.
Yeah, like a pocket knife.
And then you've got flats. Yeah. So if you have to walk around, I told my dad, who's a mechanic, and I'm like, we need to make this. It's a thing now. We missed out. I could have been a billionaire.
Well, a new study shows approximately 1,100 billionaires in the United States right now. The same study shows if you took all the billionaires in the United States and placed them in a pile, they'd hire the best lawyers in America to sue you.
What are they going to get?
I know. It's like there's two kinds of people. There's the kind of people that puts water in the almost empty shampoo bottle to try to get the last little bit of shampoo out, and then there's billionaires. That's just throwing away shampoo.
I'd probably still do that if I were a billionaire.
Yeah.
Just because
it's habit. I do that.
Well, you see some of the millionaires and billionaires, they're like thrifty kind of people that live in trailers and stuff.
Yeah, that's mental.
Well, you know, a lot of people get labeled as billionaires and trillionaires, and you think they got that much money in the bank, but they don't. They own a company or something,
right. Yeah,
and it's worth this much, but they don't have that cash on them. Right. It's not like they can just go write a check for that.
And I didn't realize a lot of people in Hollywood, they have money, obviously, from the movies and stuff, but a ton of them are in real estate, too. They're flipping houses.
Yeah, money. That's what's the guy who got run over by the snowplow? Jeremy Renner? That's
something like that, yeah.
He is the Hawkeye in the Marvel movie.
He's one of the richer guys out there, and it was not because of his acting. It was because of his, I think it was real estate dealings.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of times, once you get some money, then you can start finding ways to invest it and make more.
You say, like, they own companies and stuff. The only way I would become a billionaire is to be in the company of a billionaire. Like, you know, what? If I'm hanging out with one.
Are you just going to give you money?
No, well, I hope.
For me, it's playing Monopoly. That's the only. Can you be a billionaire playing Monopoly?
Anyway, have fun playing the Mega Millions. Hope you win.
And let me just say, you cannot use a credit card in South Carolina, but it depends on the state. But this year, South Carolina made it where you can use your debit card.
Okay.
To purchase
so they at least know they're getting their money.
So, Tori, buy a ticket today. We're splitting that.
Okay. How do I do it? Are you going with me?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
It's like, you know, lottery ticket buying 101. Yeah. It's like, you got these like adulting classes for people.
No, it's like when your mom makes you order food for the first time at a restaurant.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Texting is taking over modern communication. It is our preferred choice. Phone calls have fallen to second place, but the interesting thing is that some of us are doing texting wrong. There are some rules that we're not following.
Well,
they ask people, what are your top 10 phone icks? And these are things that you do wrong when you're texting. The most complained about thing was taking too long to respond to a text. Especially with Gen Z, people expect a response pretty quickly from text when they text you.
I have a friend who works on social media. Like, that is her job. So she's always on her phone, and it takes her hours to text back. It drives me crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? Living your life?
I had a friend, and I'm like, look, you don't text back. And it's not Tom. but he says, yeah, that's my weakness. A lot of people say I don't. Because it'll be a couple days sometimes. Like, I'll text and say, hey, we need to get together. And then 2 days later, yeah, we'll do that sometime. He's like, I'm sorry. I just don't want to look at my text.
Oh, yeah. If you're wanting to meet up, I might not text back for a couple of days. Like, oh, God, I got to meet up with Hawk again. But I mean, if I'm in the middle of texting someone and they need a response, I'm usually quick. Otherwise, you know, 3 days later, I just saw your text.
Wow. See, I don't think anyone believes that.
It depends on what they're texting. And right. Then sometimes I put my phone down and walk away, and then if I'm in my car, it pops up. The notifications go away when I'm in my car.
Really? Because so, mine stay until you look at it.
No. It pops up, and I can listen to it in my car, but by the time I get home, the notification's gone. I forgot you to even text me.
See, my mom has me trained. There was one time where I took a couple hours to respond. She called the cops.
Oh.
She thought something happened. So now I know if I don't answer in a certain time, I'm getting in trouble.
Yeah.
She trained me.
I've got a little bubble that says, hey, do you want to respond? That will come up if I've not responded to somebody's text. Like, you know, it's like, and then you have to dismiss that. Like, no, I'm done with that conversation.
All right. Well, thank you for the replies reminder. Was just the main thing. Saying lol in every message is also an ick.
What about ha ha ha?
They didn't mention that, but I would assume it's the same.
I just wish it would always pop up that laughing emoji for me, because sometimes you'll put the LOL there and the emoji will pop up for you. And it makes it more, you know, I don't know. It's like LOL now. When you see it spelled out, you think of your granny.
Okay. Mm. They said playing loud video or voice notes in public. So you're maybe sitting out at a park bench or wherever you're at in the grocery store, and you're listening to either a video or someone who's called and left you a voice message, and it's for everyone else has to hear it too.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
Not really.
Yes, really.
Okay.
You can put it up to your ear and listen to anything.
Let's say you're just in Walmart shopping, ain't too many people around. You're just listening to it. Is that okay? It's in public.
No.
It seems odd that you would do that versus this is a voicemail for me, letting me listen to it.
Yes.
I don't. It just seems weird that you would put it on speaker so everyone could hear it.
Well, we found out who's doing it. It looks like also overusing emojis or GIFs. So if you do too many of them.
Who made these rules?
Because Gen Z.
I don't even want to text them then.
Because so you like to use a lot of emojis.
I mean, I don't think about it. I have. I've used LOL. I'm not going to sit and think about a text before I send it, thinking, am I sending this correctly?
I'm right the opposite. I'm like, I write it, and then I look at it. I'm like, it looks like this looks stupid. And I'll erase it, and I'll, you know, oh, I sound dumb when I say it like that. And I it's torturous for me. It's like homework every text I send.
Wow.
Yeah. I got issues.
Yeah. So another thing people complain about is if after 2 minutes the person hasn't replied, then they send a question mark text or a question mark, like, hey, why haven't you responded yet?
Oh, that's annoying. Yeah.
It could be very annoying. Here's one I hadn't thought of before, but people who leave their keyboard sounds on. So they're texting away, and you're hearing
while they're talking to you. And so you know they're not even paying attention to your conversation.
It's funny, though, when phones first came out, we loved that.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like, if this thing makes one little noise, I am so annoyed.
But do you do that? Like, sometimes you're talking to somebody, and you're texting other people at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when when I have that noise on, I'm busted.
I could be talking on the phone and watching a video, and they don't know it. And then I have to say, wait, what did you say?
They know. Loud ringtones or alarms. Also, replying with just a thumbs up, which I don't see a problem with that one.
The loud ringtones, though, they can be so funny at church service sometimes. And all of a sudden, you're like, let me clear my throat during prayer. Or, you know, you hear Freebird start or Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, this is the last one, and I thought it was really funny. I don't think I've ever seen this, but if you have yourself, a picture of yourself as the lock screen, that is considered bad phone etiquette.
It's okay.
That would be funny, though. I mean, I guess the upside to that would be if you lose your phone, that it would be easy to say, that's my phone. See, that's a picture of me.
Right? Yeah, you could say, like, maybe single people that don't have kids or something, or a significant other. Because what do they put on their, you know, lock screen?
Well, they could still put a picture of themselves if they wanted.
You could put, like, a horse on it or something, maybe a sunset.
Something peaceful.
Why do you look confused?
Because people have lock screens of all kinds. And I mean, that's what they literally have places to go to get these things.
The lock screen?
Yeah, okay.
See, that's just generic.
No, yeah, it comes with it.
I have a different screen once you get into it.
And is that a picture of you?
Oh, that's so
is it a picture of you?
No, it's a picture of Cancun from an airplane.
My lock screen has my password typed down for me.
That makes it easier
to
get in.
It does, when I forget my password.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, a lot of us daydream, and many people daydream, and you daydream maybe about doing something great and becoming famous. They ask people, what would you like to become famous for doing? I have the top answers in front of me. Something you'd like to become famous for. Singing was the number one thing people want to become famous.
That's
as a
interesting
singer.
Because I never for one second thought that I would be famous for singing.
Right, yeah.
But yet there's people out there who seem to think they're going to be who can't sing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that because we told kids when they were little, like, oh, everyone gets a trophy and, oh, you can be anything you want, instead of maybe directing them towards, hey, you're good at this, you're not as good at this, so focus on it.
You see the bad singers on American Idol? It's because their family's going, you got what it takes, darling.
Well, mama can't hear when you're flat a lot of times when you're singing.
Mama's just hoping someone else breaks that news to you.
Yeah.
And then she can be the one to be like, oh, I thought you were so good. Those judges don't know anything.
Okay. Something you'd like to become famous for doing. Number two on the list was curing a disease and helping others.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, curing cancer would be awesome. What a world change that would make.
And then, you know, you go to a party and like, there's that guy cured cancer right there. You know, you'd be the star of the party.
I wouldn't even care about that. Just there's so many people that suffer.
I know, but I'm saying that you're becoming famous for doing this. That's the topic.
Well, I can still stay at home and be famous.
You're not going to a party,
are you? No.
Too much work. Being an athlete was number three on the list.
That's a lot of work.
Boy.
That's another thing I knew I was never going to be. I mean, I was not good at sports. I played baseball. It's the only thing I was even decent at.
Yeah. And a lot of kids, too, it's like, you know, they want to be the star of the team, but they don't want to put in the effort of going to the weight room and doing all this, you know, prep work for being good at what you do as an athlete. All right, writing a book was number four. People want to be famous for that.
Gosh, so much work.
That homework.
See, I would actually like to write a book, but not to be famous. Yeah. I want to make money.
Yeah.
I once read, it's way better to be rich and not famous than famous and not rich. I would rather be rich and not have people know who I am.
I agree.
Okay.
But now, if I write the book, can I just get a ghostwriter and just sit around and tell them what
you
to
do? You can do it however you want to.
Okay.
Probably get AI to do it for you now.
All right, people want to be famous for creating peace.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Green or sweet?
World.
Not peas. Peace.
And green peas.
I just don't think humanity is wired for that.
Mm-hmm.
We like to think so, but people fight about everything. Even civilized people fight on Facebook over stuff, which is just in our DNA.
It says in the Bible, there will always be wars and rumors of wars. So peace will not happen in our lifetime anyway. So top answers for one to become famous for singing, curing diseases, athletes, writing books, creating peace. Acting was then on the list. Being a movie star.
Acting looks fun.
Yeah, because you are role-playing all these different... Because as a little kid, you know, you pretend to be, you know, a cowboy or a policeman. And then your job, you grow up, you pretend to be all these different things. And then people believe that, man, he's good at martial arts. And really, he's not.
Yeah, but, you know, when they're making movies, you could be working 12 and 16-hour days making movies and stuff.
It's certainly not like it's zero work, but the jobs to do, that one seems like a good one, especially if you make a lot.
And then you got to memorize all those lines, and then everybody's looking at you on the side and getting all nervous.
Have you got a line, please?
I know. I always wonder how that works. I mean, there's a lot of dialogue in a movie. You have to remember every single line.
Okay. Okay, well,
you just learn the next day's lines.
It depends on the director, too. Sometimes they let them improvise.
I would have to. I'd be like, I don't remember any of this. We're going to see what happens.
And action.
And that's why you're not an actor.
Okay. Inventing something. People want to become famous for doing that. Inventing something.
The Chia Pet.
Okay. Snuggies.
Snuggies.
Uh-huh. And then for winning the lottery.
That's something I would like to be famous for.
That's the least amount of work.
It is, right?
Which the Mega Millions is up to almost $1 billion. So that's an easy one for you right there. Anything that I've missed that you guys would like to be famous for?
I think it'd be cool to build a hospital or something, like St. Jude, where the families don't have to pay. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, you could do that. And then they put your plaque up on the wall saying that you donated all the money.
I don't even necessarily need that. I think it'd be cool to do something. Or like an animal sanctuary, a huge one, like the world's biggest.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think I want to be famous for fixing the roads in South Carolina.
Okay, all the potholes
are
gone.
All the potholes.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they could put a sign up by every place where a pothole used to be. Yeah. Thank you, Cato.
There's signs everywhere.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What is your favorite form of entertainment? They asked people about different things like movies, live sports, live music. Guess what was number one?
I want to say reels on their cell phone.
No.
TikTok.
No.
Well, you said not movies, but maybe just like series.
Live music. Concerts was number one by a pretty big margin. Second place was movies and then live sports. So people really like going to concerts. And that makes sense because whenever we give away concert tickets, the phone lines go crazy here.
I do love it. I love the atmosphere, you know, the fun time you have with friends. But you know, you got everybody with their phone up in the air in front of you.
Yeah.
You probably so far away, the artist looks like a little mouse. And I'm like, sometimes just watching a video on TV is a lot easier.
I went to a Brandon Lake concert not long ago, and now you get the little wristbands that has the light on it, so you don't see the cell phones of everybody's hands going up, and you see this constant just wave where they've got little lights like on the
little
watch.
LEDs.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I enjoy going to see a live concert.
Well, Cato, most people did. 93% of music fans prefer in-real-life experiences over virtual ones, and they would like to spend their money on concerts more than anything else. Of course, movies are still big, but not as big as they used to be. People have gotten used to, especially after COVID, watching things at home on their own TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think about the cost of going to a concert, too, going back to that. I mean, that's several hundred dollars. It could be thousands of dollars if it's Taylor Swift.
And that's just the Ticketmaster fees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Now, with the movies, it costs probably $120 to take a family to see a movie now.
Really? That much?
Absolutely. You get the popcorn, you get the four tickets or whatever.
You get mama with her big purse. Stop by Burger King on the way.
Just haul in all the food.
Okay. Well, you thrifty people are doing it for like $40.
Excuse me, ma'am. Why does your purse smell like chicken nuggets? Mind your business.
But they said that live music got twice as many votes as the movies in second place. Live sports still big also. People love to go see college football games, professional baseball and football games, basketball, all that stuff, but you have to be in a bigger city for a lot of it.
Well, I mean, I love tailgating at Clemson games,
right.
And my friends would say, hey, you want us to get you a ticket to the game? I'm like, nah, I can just tell Kate the whole time.
That's funny.
Because most always, somebody's going to have a TV set up where you could watch the
game.
Well,
we got so much here, though. You got Greenville Drive, you got Spartan Burgers, you got the hockey, and everybody loves to go see hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not everybody.
Okay, Tom may not want to go see hockey, but it's fun because they actually fight on the ice out there, and that's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, where I grew up, we didn't have hockey. Yeah. So moving here, I'm like, this is the best thing ever. It's so much fun. Rabbits. But then, like, when they don't fight, I'm like, well, that's a waste.
I'm like, come on. Somebody start a fight down there.
I wish they did that in baseball, too.
Yeah. They do sometimes.
Sometimes. Hit the batter, and then everyone comes off the bench.
Well, I like to see it in golf. Yeah, just swing that club at that person.
But they have to be quiet the whole time.
Yeah. You're too loud. You're fighting too loud.
Shh. You come over here.
Golf would probably be one of my least favorite live sports to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay on TV when they're constantly finding something interesting, but if you're in person, you're just waiting.
I got a buddy, or several buddies, that love the Masters, and they spend the whole weekend watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they look forward to it like Christmas.
I've been to the Masters, and it's an experience. But expensive food, but you just walk hole to hole watching the golf.
But watching on TV is different than being there.
And that's why I've been to the Heritage a few times, and I don't really like golf, but just being out and being around everyone and, you know, food and drinks.
Well, la-di-da, aren't you? Y'all are fancy. I've been to Frankie's Fun Park.
Let me ask you, when you go to one of these tournaments, is alcohol a part of your situation?
Oh, definitely.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're getting drunk, day drinking.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand now.
You can do that at Frankie's, too.
I've not done that at Frankie's.
Sit out in your backyard and do that. Well, the good thing about it is we give away a lot of concert tickets, so we're giving away the right stuff because that is the number one thing people are looking to do.
Yeah, matter of fact, I want to give away those Maren Morris tickets in the next 10 minutes, so stick around for that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.